These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by Landis. Talking right now with Greg McBride of Allendale here as the markets get going on a Friday. First of all, Greg, what are we seeing in that grain market?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of upward momentum in the grains, basically just cycling back to the middle to upper part of the range that we've seen here recently. Corn sitting right around 423. This is the midpoint of the range. You go down to about 409, you go up to about 431. Nothing really changed. Obviously, we're not getting any export data. We're not getting anything out of the government. The idea is at this point, yields are not quite as good as what the USDA has us pegged at, but we won't know that until maybe November or maybe even further on. On the bean side of things, the NOPA crush report that we had earlier this week was significantly more bullish than was expected. Now, there was an extra outlet that was included in those numbers, so that kind of artificially inflated the overall crush number. But nonetheless, the market's taking it as positive. We are back up near yesterday's highs, which is, again, this is still kind of that midpoint of the more recent range. So it's... the market is still trying to figure out what's bullish and what's bearish, and all we have to go on are headlines at this point. And the whatever the next headline is, are we in a trade war with China? Are we working with China to resolve this trade war? When do Trump and Xi meet? All that kind of stuff. So at this point, we're just kind of playing the back and forth game and not really necessarily changing anything when it comes to the trends or anything like that.
We have more under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The market's coming up next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
December corn up 1.5 at 423 and a quarter. March up 1.5 at 437 even. November beans up 6.25 at 1017. January up 6.25 at 1034 and three quarters. Soybean meal up $3.30 at 280.20. Soy oil up 3 cents at 50.90. Chicago wheat up 0.5 at 503 even. Kansas winter wheat down 3/4 at 488. Kansas spring wheat up 2 at 528.25. Minneapolis spring wheat up 0.5 at 550. And oats down 0.25 at 291.25. Live cattle down $3.12 at 244.75. Feeders down $7.10 at 373.85. Lean hogs down 15 cents at 82.45. That's the opening markets.